Lesson 27. Firing somebody. Kurt has the difficult task of firing Dan. Dan's been with the company since the beginning and is a friend of Kurt's. Dan is surprised and upset with the news.
Dan, your work has slipped. You've been here for 15 years and I think you're just burned out.
What are you talking about? I'm at the top of my game. I just managed our biggest project in years.
You can't take credit for that. You didn't lift a finger on that project. You were on vacation in Hawaii for 3 weeks while Steve and Sally were doing all the work.
I'm not good at reading between the lines. Please just cut to the chase. What are you trying to say?
Dan, Swift Shoes is downsizing. This is really difficult, but we're going to have to let you go.
What? I helped build this company from the ground up. You can't fire me now.
I don't want to, but my hands are tied. Our president has told me to reduce headcount by 50%.
I thought you and I were friends. But when push comes to shove, I guess our friendship isn't worth anything.
Of course we're still friends, but business is business.
I don't agree with that. I would never fire a friend. After all those times, Kathleen and I invited you and Donna to dinner at our home.
Dan, I want you to leave Swift Shoes on friendly terms. No hard feelings. To soften the blow, we're going to give you a generous severance package.